You are listening to WPVM LP 103.7 in Asheville, North Carolina, and globally at WPVMFM.org.
Here's your Radio Asheville weather report. Plenty of sunshine to start the day. Clouds will move in this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms likely. The high near 90. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with patchy fog developing. Partly cloudy skies overhead. The low around 67. Showers and thunderstorms on Monday with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 with patchy fog developing. I'm Johnny Cottle on Radio Asheville 103.7.
When systems fail, where do you turn for truth and resilience? Welcome to the Resilience Realm with host Dawn Westmoreland, a syndicated radio talk show host, retired Air Force veteran, author, and resilience advocate. Each week, Dawn brings powerful voices, attorneys, mental health experts, veterans, and leaders sharing courage, boundaries, and real-world resilience strategies. Dawn broadcasts on the Pacifica Network and WPVM-FM LP 103.7 Radio Asheville. This isn't just a show. It's a movement for courage, ethics, and justice. Tune in Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern.
I'm so glad you're with me. If this is your first time, welcome. If you're coming back again to hear this show, hey, it's great to have you back. Hope you stayed cool. Hope you've stayed comfortable and most of all, resilient. Today, I want to talk about being resilient by being authentic. What I mean by that is that many people in this world have been conditioned all their lives to be a certain way. Maybe they've been taught to, for example, like myself, I had parents that were very conservative, very religious. They wanted to play it safe. So what they did was tell me, work hard, work for the government, and then you'll be okay. I did. And it would be unfair to say that it did not work out for me, because it did. Because when I was 40 years old, I retired from the Air Force, and every month I get a pension and also other money. So yeah, that kind of cultural influence can be beneficial, because I have a sure thing now. I have retirement. I never, ever have to worry about money unless I want to, you know, live at a much, much higher standard. So let's talk about being authentic. I know growing up, I always was very shy, insecure. I'd had a lot of trauma in my life. But the truth is, I didn't know how to be really me. I felt like I never fit in because I was last, always picked on the sports and such. And yet I was quite athletic. I ran track. I did gymnastics, although I'm 5'10", and doing gymnastics when you're that tall, you're never going to be really, really good. That's meant for the smaller people. But the thing is that I always felt left out. I always felt like I didn't fit in. And I always wondered about that. Now, have you ever wondered that yourself? Think about it for just a second. Okay, time's up. So if you felt like you never felt like you belonged or you fit in, there might be a reason. And maybe it's your inner self, your inner knowing, your soul, whatever you want to call it, that is saying, no, you don't belong in this group. You don't belong with this belief system. Maybe it's all about being authentic. And what is being authentic? All right, well, it might mean different things to you than it does to me. But what authentic means to me is being truly myself. Because when I'm truly myself, I am living authentically and my truest self. So some of the things that have helped me, and I'm going to share this and we're going to talk about this today, is that mindfulness. Mindfulness is about being mindful of what you're doing at the time. It could be about mindful of eating slower, mindful of your dreams, trying to figure out your dreams, being mindful of a meditation or a walk or something like that. But what it does is it helps you pay attention to what you really want and feel. And so also, too, is figuring out your core values and acting on them. It's key to being your true self. Because whatever your core values are, whatever your belief system is, if it's about being honest, if it's about being helpful to others or advocating for others, you know, that's your core values. And then reflecting before making decisions also will help you to align with who you really are. So I found a really interesting article online, and it's from Very Well Mind, and it talks about what is authenticity and positive psychology. And I'm going to share those four, and it comes from Very Well Mind online. And you can look it up yourself. So in this article that's written, what is authenticity and positive psychology? So I'm going to read just a couple sentences or two. In an article published in New Ideas in Psychology, researchers identified four components of authenticity: experience, or paying full attention to your current environment and internal state; understanding, or reflecting on your experience to grasp the connections between thoughts, feelings, and actions; judgment, or analyzing, if the experience aligns with your core values and fulfills your psychological needs; and fourth and last is decision, or choosing a response that matches your values and your psychological needs. So basically what it is all about, in short, is authenticity is about paying attention to all the relevant details in a situation. And then you get to make choices or decisions based on what feels most in sync with your true self. So I had this sign when I was in the Air Force, and it was a metal sign. It always made me smile, and it always, always brought questions. What does this sign really mean? And the sign said, "Mavericks don't follow the herd." And basically what it was saying or stating to me was, just because everybody else is going to jump off the Golden Bridge, I'm not picking on anybody who's ever done that, doesn't mean that I'm going to do it. That I am going to make my own choice, that I'm a maverick, and that I will decide what I want to do, and it's not going to be based on what other people think or want me to do. So let's talk about what is an example of an authentic person. Can you think of somebody who's authentic? I'm going to stay silent for a few seconds. Can you think of somebody who's really, truly an authentic person? So, getting back to that, did you really have to think hard? I can think of maybe one or two people in my life that always, they're the same, no matter what the situation is. They're always real. They're very authentic. They don't put on a mask. Now, I'm not talking about somebody that is 100% always, you know, anything comes out of their mouth that they don't filter, anything like that. Conscious people consider what comes out of their mouth. They're not going to say something hateful, even if, you know, the situation or the person is very upsetting. But why? Why is it so hard to be fully authentic? You know, as fulfilling as it can be to live authentically, doing so all the time, it can be difficult for people. Think about it. People with mental illnesses, for example, they may not feel safe or encouraged to be authentic. And there's a lot of stigma still around mental illness. And there has been for years. And especially around men, which I think that's wrong and unfair. Because men also, they have feelings, they have belief system, they have core values. And for years, we have been so biased that they have to be strong, and that women are allowed to wear their sleeve, you know, the feelings on their sleeve, and men have to be stoic and tough. Well, that's just wrong. So beyond fearing judgment or discrimination, certain conditions can make it hard to achieve these four components I was talking about earlier and very well mined. So somebody, for example, who has schizophrenia or any personality disorder can make it difficult, you know, for a person to understand their own thoughts or their emotions and behaviors. But most of us don't have schizophrenia. But you know what? It's hard. It's hard to be your truest self if you're overwhelmed by doubt about what the truest version of yourself would even look like. Have you ever really thought about it? You know, what is the best version of yourself? Now, the best version of myself, I'll give you some examples, that I become more and more confident. And I'm pretty confident already, but I'd like to be even more confident. Not confident to the point of having a big ego, but confident to take on bigger and bolder, brasher, you know, roles in my life. And I think everybody out there might feel that same way. Because there's always going to be conflicts. There is always going to be society trying to tell you what to wear, what to drive, what to live in, what to believe in for religious or society concerns, things like that. But the truth is, we were all born, we came into this life, we didn't have a belief system when we came in. It was formed, and it could have been formed by your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, a mentor, a school teacher, a teacher's aide. I mean, it could be anybody. It could be a religious, spiritual person. But you know what? If your true self is not accepted by society or the environment you're in, behaving authentically can be painful, or it can even be dangerous. And the same is true for trauma survivors. If our needs or preferences are consistently ignored or punished during childhood or an important relationship, hey, we may have learned it's not safe or it's not worthwhile for us to notice or express our needs and preferences. And let's get into abusive or hostile environments where survival may depend on suppressing our psychological needs or hiding our true selves. So we find out then there is no room for our authentic selves. So many times I notice when I'm on social media, I have a lot of people who will view my post. They don't always like it or comment on it or make any other emoji, you know, click on any other emoji, and that's just fine. But the more I get out there and I'm more authentic than ever, you know, I talk about my past, my fears, my insecurity, but I also, you know, come from the point of not being a victim, you know, who I was in the past to where I am today, you know, now coaching, teaching, speaking on resilience. And today I had a really exceptional experience. For an hour and a half, somebody who's known me for probably about 14 years sent me a message on Facebook, private message, and they wanted to compliment. Well, they did. They complimented me on how far I've come because they remembered that I was struggling about 14 years ago. Back then, I had, you know, stand up to the second largest federal agency for nepotism and racial discrimination, lost my home. Lost 80% of my possessions, end up hospitalized, you know, fearful for my life. And today, you know, fast forward, you know, we all know what messy middles are. You know, I got through it all, but I didn't just survive. I've been thriving. I've been doing really great. And when somebody that knows how bad it was for you years ago, however many years ago, and they come forward and they're like, I've been watching you. I've been watching you, not stalking you, but watching your growth over the years. I'm just so impressed, and I wanted to tell you that. That's pretty powerful. So the thing is that to be authentic is to be really who you are. Why people are so afraid, I could say it blows my mind, but I sincerely know why. Because to some people, it's more important to be popular. It's more important to be respected. It might be more important to be politically correct. And I'm not saying that that's wrong. But if you have to be somebody else to be liked or respected, that's not being authentic, and that's not freedom, and that's not you being yourself. So I want to talk about five ways to develop authenticity. One of the things that I really like, we'll start out with mindfulness that I brought up earlier. Why is mindfulness so important? All you're doing is paying attention to your thoughts and your feelings and also your actions. So when you develop the self-awareness to know who your truest self is, you know what? It's tough to know. It's tough to know that when you spend so much of your day trying to suppress your emotions and intuition just to meet the expectation of other people or go after goals you're supposed to want that you might not want. Here's where mindfulness is a great way to bring your attention back to all of those things you're suppressing. If you never tried it before, try to take 5 minutes of your day, sit down somewhere quiet, even if it's just going out to sit in a car, you know, or out in nature, or in your living room in your comfortable chair, it doesn't matter. You can set a timer. You don't have to set a timer, or you can just, you know, approximate about 5 minutes or more. Close your eyes and just notice that physical and emotional state right now. Now, I did hypnosis. I learned back in, I think it was 2013, 2014, I become certified in hypnosis. And that's one thing that we bring into hypnosis to help people reach their goals is that they become mindful. So when your mind wanders, when you're sitting there closing your eyes, feeling the physical and emotional state that you're in, even maybe naming it, you just gently call yourself back to being mindful of what's going on at the time. Not worried about dinner, not worried what Billy Bob, just put that name out, did last week or something like that. Just bring yourself back and don't judge yourself. It's so easy to judge yourself, beat yourself up, but we don't want to be our own worst bullies. But if you can do this over time, you will strengthen your self-awareness. And you'll be more conscious of those moments when you're behaving in ways that don't really match or align with your true self. I know that. I catch myself all the time because we're human beings, right? So here's the thing. Number two, let's define our actions that would be authentic. So if you don't feel like you're being fully authentic and real, reflect on actions or behaviors that come to your mind as examples that are not authentic. Reflect on what specific actions or behaviors would feel more authentic. Now, if you struggle with a mental illness, for example, and I'm not a mental health professional, but I can say this, you know, you might be avoiding treatments for fear of judgment from your friends, your family, or your coworkers finding out. Or maybe you're in an unhappy relationship and you've been putting off confronting the fact it might be time to end it. Haven't we all been there? Maybe you're in a career that you hate. And maybe you're ignoring the fact that the path, the career path that you're on is absolutely not for you. So when you can identify the key issues that make you feel inauthentic or not authentic, then you can start thinking about what actions, what steps can you take toward being your true self again. Because when you're a baby, you are your true self. When you're a young child, before you form biases or your condition, you are your true self. So you might not be ready to, you know, end a relationship or have a career change yet, but you know what? Little steps matter and they can add up. So also don't judge yourself. You know, every step forward is closer to what you want. Number three is stopping to reflect before making decisions. I don't know about you, but I'm very careful before I open up my mouth and say things. I've always had the gift of, you know, good you might call it filtering or just being professional. So one way that you can also be authentic is to get in the habit of reflecting before making important decisions. So in this case, that might mean making decisions that could impact your physical or mental well-being, or it might conflict or go against your core values and beliefs. So here's an assignment for you. You could do it now or later. So write down four components of being authentic for yourself and use that as a blueprint for reflecting on the decisions that you're currently facing and figuring out what is the most authentic choice for you. Believe it or not, here's number three. Don't shame yourself for surviving. So if you have been protecting your well-being and meeting basic needs, you know, hiding, masking, switching codes, whatever, as, hey, people do sometimes with mental illnesses or marginalized groups, do what you need to do to survive. Instead of directing that sense of shame or disappointment about being inauthentic at yourself, and again, don't be your own worst bully, channel that energy into finding ways to reduce the need to be inauthentic. For example, if you're in an abusive work or hostile work environment, my goodness, that's my history. And as of today, I've been in HR over 33 years, so I've dealt with a lot of hostility in the work environment. You know, you can start job hunting to find something that is more beneficial for your health and well-being. You might find a more inclusive workplace. If you face judgments from family, hey, look for support groups, counseling, or online communities where you can get the nurturing, validation, and support that you might not be getting from people, other people. So yes, we all have to do what we need to do to survive. But we also have to work, if we want to, toward creating happier lives. Now, today, I also got comments about how I'm always authentic. And I was flattered. I have to say I was very flattered because not everybody comes up to me and tells me that in any kind of communication. But I'll take it. And I decided that it was more important for me to be transparent. I'll add that word in, transparent, open, you know, not hiding stuff. It was better for me to be more broad and open-minded, transparent. And that meant being authentic. And that's when I started, you know, writing books, become a syndicated talk host with the Pacifica Network, and obviously, you know, with Radio Asheville, WPVM FM 103.7, Radio Asheville. Very proud to be part of that group. And, you know, writing the books, doing HR counseling, doing coaching, doing consulting, things like that. Because that way I can also start to help other people to be better versions of themselves, which include being authentic. So one of the things that people often do, and I heard it even this week, they're afraid that they're going to upset somebody. They are afraid that, you know, they're not going to be invited somewhere, that they're not going to be part of a group or something, you know, to that condition. Well, here's the facts, okay? The facts are that the best way to filter through people, and I even put a social media post out today, and I was proud of it. I said, one of the fastest way to filter through people is to be your authentic self. Now, I kind of thought I would get some comments back, you know, saying, ha, 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 Dawn, that's real funny. But instead, I had quite a few people agreeing with me. And it makes me wonder what, you know, some of their thoughts are. But it's the truth. You know, if you want to be popular, you might, you know, you might go along with all the conditioning of having your nails painted blue, if that's the trend right now for women, or it could be for men, you know, you might try to fit in, or, you know, try to be out there always impressing people, keeping up with the Joneses, or exceeding the Joneses is what I call it, or living in a, you know, a McMansion, especially when you can't afford it. And I'm not putting anybody down for doing any of this. As of this recording, I actually have blue nail polish. And I didn't do it because it was popular or was trending. I looked at the color and I thought, wow, that is really cool. I think that would be fun for summer. Now, I call that being authentic because I chose to have blue. I didn't choose it because I think it is rather trendy. I think it is rather popular right now. But the truth is, I don't care. I don't care. I did it for myself. And I'd love to bring my father into this conversation, too, because he had some really interesting sayings. You know, he grew up in North Alabama back in, I think he was born 1938, and I've lost my dad 8 or 9 years ago. But my dad, you know, he was hardworking. He grew up as a farmer. They were very, very poor, you know, depressed times. And, you know, he wore jeans all the time. That was a common farmer's thing to wear jeans. But the jeans that were holy were not popular back then. I mean, that was, as my dad would say, poor people's clothes, economically challenged people, I would call it today. And then I look around, and I'm not judging anybody or saying that they're wrong or right or anything if they're wearing torn jeans, ripped up jeans, and you know, they're going to a nice restaurant or they're going to, you know, pretty nice event or something like that. I mean, they get your attention because they stand out. But the thing is that there's a difference. You know, are they wearing the tour jeans because they want to be authentic? Or is it because all of a sudden, well, it hadn't been all of a sudden, but not too long ago, it seemed to be very popular to wear holy jeans. Think about it. So if you're sick and tired of being conditioned, trying to fit in, trying to be popular, trying not to, you know, upset people, because I even heard that this week. I just don't want to upset people. So I asked the person, what do you mean by that? I mean, I know what it means to me, but what do you mean by that? Well, I just don't like to hurt anybody's feelings. Well, the truth is, unless you're just out and right, you know, calling that person horrible things or betraying them or mistreating them or demeaning them, if you're speaking your truth and you're being also, when I say professional, I mean, you're taking the high road. You're not just being a butt and saying anything because you can and you have no filter on your mouth. There's nothing wrong with being authentic. And another truth, in fact, is it will scare the living crap out of family members when you change and you're more authentic because they're comfortable with having you conditioned. They're having an easier time dealing with you when they know how you're going to act or react. That's a good one. You know, they may taunt you. You may have a family that dysfunctional family that enjoys distraughting you. And I certainly know I've been through that. And one of the ways to know when you're really authentic and you've worked on yourself to be the best version of yourself is when a family member or loved one, and that could be a friend, could be a partner, could be anybody, is when they try to upset you, demean you, defend you, yet it may hurt you, but you hold yourself in high regard because you've learned how to be authentic. You've learned how to be more resilient. Maybe you've learned courage and you realize you don't have to fall back on that old conditioning that that family member might be expecting, that you're going to yell at them, fight, cry, whatever. You can just say something as simple as, I see it a different way. Walk away. put the phone down, whatever, you know. You don't have to do it in anger. You don't have to do it fighting. You don't have to do it mean. But always know every single day, we